breakfast as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. Just audio today, much shorter. I'll be quick. One is we are tentatively, I don't know about the weather, but we Chris has suggested that we hike again the Laurel Snow area, Buzzard Point, because we were at the top of Buzzard Point about a year ago. And this is where the one gentleman from North Carolina, sometime in May, also hiked that area, and he died there. But one of the things I didn't know when we were there, and I had a picture. I have a picture of me at the top of Buzzard Point, looking over. And I said, okay, this is high, but I didn't really know how high. Then I just yesterday found a couple of videos of people who've gone up there with drones, with cameras. And I have a picture that I'll put in the email that is just... we were high. And I said we were near the edge, and I thought, well, yeah, it's a drop. Oh, is it a drop? But anyway, yeah, you'll be able to see that. The other thing that I found fascinating is, as you may be aware, we are looking at a withdrawal from Afghanistan, and it's causing a lot of turmoil, but rather than all the details, one report I found fascinating, because a particular regional governor knew that, okay, the Taliban is coming and they're not going to like me, so he attempted to escape, and he was captured by the Taliban. But what I found interesting is the way he had to hide himself. Because from what I understand, there was a little bit of lack of courage in the way he did this. But I don't know the details, so I'm not particularly know well this particular person's. But it reminded me of the rather long video I did yesterday, because what I did is I set out a number of issues from a variety of areas in front of people, and pointed out the easy thing to do is to find one particular issue, find a nuance, and say, okay, I disagree about this, or I have some evidence about this that's wrong, and therefore you're going to write me off on everything. The technical term for that is stupid. It's cowardly. And I'm using that word a lot lately. The other thing to do is you're going to look at all those things and you say, okay, well, I may disagree with this. But then again, a challenge was set before people. And it's not a challenge on, well, kind of the example I referred to. It's not a Coke versus Pepsi type question. It's an obedience to Christ versus saying, no, I am going to continue in sin question. And there were a bunch of those. I'm playing hardball. Because if I set that in front of people, they're in a position now where they will have to consciously say, no, I will not obey the Lord. That is the technique that I intend to use, and use all the more. I want to put it in front of people so they have to consciously say, no, I will not obey the Lord because of whatever reason. I don't want the risk. I don't want to be deemed inappropriate in whatever way. Or simply, I'm too scared. Or what's the word for that? Simply, you're a coward. So this is my intent, and I intend to push this as hard as I can. And what's the objective? Is it the Philonikos, to triumph over a brother? No. It's to find the real brothers and reconcile with them. Someone who says, yes, I agree with you. I want to be obedient to Christ, and I want to encourage them where they're going astray, and I want them to encourage me where I am too, because I'm not the reference. I'm not perfect. I'm sure there's an item or two where I'm still radically blowing it. And that's why, especially with, most notably Chris, but with others, I want the challenge. Where am I going wrong? How do I become more obedient to Christ? The call to mature, and I say, look it up. The call to mature in the Bible is to grow closer to perfection or completeness. I'm trying to grow closer to perfection or completeness because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And those who say, no, I'm fine, you're on the wide road. I think that point was made very clear yesterday. My lady, I'm trying to recover any part of the family I can. I'm trying to recover you. I love you.